Did the internet live up to its potential in this campaign season? This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm Bob Collins, in for John Gordon. It was a little more than 4 years ago when Howard Dean grabbed the internet and shook it loose for all the political capital it had. 4 years later, has politics online really changed? Chris Wells studies these things. The St. Paul, Minnesota native is a PhD student and researcher at the Center for Communication and Civic Engagement at the University of Washington.
The Dean campaign in 2004, which really spurred a lot of the use of the internet in a political way through the meetups that were organized online and also his really extraordinary online fundraising, those kinds of tools have definitely been replicated and kind of expanded by the Obama campaign, who are now using their neighbor-to-neighbor tool to connect lots of different people in different places to get out to vote and all those kinds of things.
In 2004, the discussion was an either-or, that there was this battle between the mainstream and this emerging media. Is that still the dynamic in play, or is there more of a coexistence kind of relationship?
I think that a good way to put it would be to say that there's a certain amount of back and forth, where really fodder for blogs comes almost entirely from mainstream media. It's from bloggers picking up stories from CNN, from the New York Times, definitely also from much lesser-known news outlets, and then circulating them within the blogosphere. And then at interesting moments, those blog conversations pop back in a New York Times story or having a blogger on a morning talk show to talk about whatever issue that they've made excited by or made exciting by kind of exciting their readership.
Is the internet always a positive? And I'm thinking specifically of a lot of the questionable emails, for instance, that have been circulating.
Some folks are going to argue that there is more of the kind of malicious, untrue slander going on out there. Some folks are going to argue that it's easier to debunk those stories now because you've got a lot of eyes looking at it and a lot of different people can bring perspective to it. I think one question here is how networked is the blogosphere? If you have really two separate blogospheres, a conservative blogosphere and a liberal blogosphere, and they don't talk to each other, I think there's a real concern there that each will develop its own reality and not exchange with the other one. On the other hand, if there's a fair amount of exchange and people are reading each other's stuff and debunking each other's and have a way to project a message back, an opposition message, then you really have potential for even more truthful type campaigning than we had under a really 20th century mass media format.
But the two separate realities is the present reality, isn't it?
I tend to think that. I think that we are living mostly online with two pretty separate blogospheres that don't communicate with each other much.
And now you specialize, if I understand it, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you specialize in youth engagement in politics, right?
That's exactly right, yeah.
What tools are they using, and how big a difference do you believe it's making or not?
Well, I think one of the obvious places to look for that question is at MySpace and Facebook. Those are obviously online communities that young people are heavily involved in. On any college campus, you're going to find 80 or 90% of students in your class are involved in one of those two. And I think through those, there's a lot of potential. Those are places where young people who are really politically active find a lot of interesting ways to network with other people who are politically active.
That's Chris Wells at the Center for Communication and Civic Engagement at the University of Washington. He says a challenge for candidates on the internet now is figuring out how to integrate the voice of the online communities in their campaigns. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm Bob Collins for John Gordon.